Joe, have you been inside the Central Terminal?
I never have. I've been outside
You've never been inside?
You know, in my obsession with abandoned buildings, I have never been invited in. I'm not one to break into buildings. I've done it.
You heard about the last people.
Who broke into the
Central Terminal. They fell through, like, the floor somewhere.
That's right, yeah.
Remember that story?
That's right.
Trust me, I've been through there a couple times. It's not a place you'd want to just walk willy-nilly.
I can imagine that. I broke into the Odd right before they tore it down, was cool.
Can you break into something that was, like, half open?
The Zamboni door was open. That's how we got in. That was a cool experience. But I've never been... I'd love to, you know... The safe parts of the Central Terminal. I'd love to look it out. It's always just baffled me that there's this huge plot of land, and it's just been out of use since the 80s.
Yeah, I was going to ask, but you haven't been inside, so I don't know. I was going to ask if you could play soccer inside the Central Terminal.
Sure you could. The pitchers look big enough.
I mean, the Buffalo Blizzard could, but...
You know where you could play soccer? On all the land around the Central Terminal, because even the plan to bring the Central Terminal back, and I've done topics on this, Brian, to bring the Central Terminal back, none of the stuff around it's going to be saved. All that stuff, even the building next to it, the roof is all the way caved in. So those platforms where you wait for a train, all that's going to get torn down. The tracks aren't in use. You could play soccer, and have fans around it, Brian, if you tore all the stuff around it down.
They announced this morning there is a $33 million construction project coming to the Central Terminal that will take 2 years. It will hope to expand use of the plaza and the lawn and reestablish safe access into the passenger concourse, focus on safety and stabilization issues. It's a 2 year, $33 million, which is actually not a lot for construction, and considering how big that project is. But 2 years, and we're talking up this is this big thing for the Central Terminal, or at least that's what I'm looking at here. And I mean, it is impressive what they're planning to do. I'm looking at, kind of a map here. They've got things like repair the roof of the concourse to eliminate all the water coming in every single winter. You've got to repair some masonry on the tower. They're going to put they're just repairing a lot of stuff. But I guess my point is here, at the end of it, once you hit 2 years from now, to an outsider, what's going to be different?
Right.
I mean, it'll be more stable. Parts of it will look a little bit nicer.
Which is important, by the way.
And newer. And, you're going to set it up for future repairs. But, I mean, do 2 years of work on this, and still at the end of the day, we're going to have pretty much what we have right now. Right?
It's a start, though. It's a start. It's a start to stabilize the building, because you have to remember, it's every day you're not... It's people falling to the floor. You have to stabilize it before you. I had Mitch Nowakowski on last year when they did the big presentation.
Yeah.
And, he said, a lot of the stuff you don't see, I'm paraphrasing, I'm not using his words, that stuff has to get done first before you can do anything that's going to catch your eye.
I guess what I'm getting, I am definitely pro saving the Central. I've said
You're
that
pro
many
Central
times.
Terminal?
Pro Central Terminal. Yeah. It's an insanely beautiful building that will never be replicated. The point's been made to me plenty of times, and walking through it, you can see it. You're never going to build anything like this again. Like, if you don't save this, it goes away forever, and it's worth saving. It's worth doing something with.
To a point.
I just don't like the... when are we going to get it? Here we go. 2 years, $33 million, basically to keep it from...
Falling down
like what we've seen in the cobblestone buildings downtown.
Yeah.
But nothing is going to be, done. It's not like we're going to be hanging out there or anything after the fact, or right? Like,
not in 2 years, but maybe in 4 years, maybe in 6 years.
No, but it's going to take it's going to take somebody with a big idea and a big project and a lot more than $30 million to make that eventually happen.
I agree with that. I am also pro saving the Central Terminal. If there's a plan, I think that's a big if. It's a beautiful building. Yes, there's a lot of history there. Yes, of course. It's been sitting empty for 40 years, 44 years, actually. So, yeah, I'd love to save it. I love the idea. And, I mean, the money's already been put there, so I hope something's happening. But you got to have a plan. And right now, it's stable. They're stabilizing it. So someone can come in with a plan, Brian. Will they?
Yeah, that's the... Will they? When will they? I mean, the last person I heard of trying to come in there with a plan was the current owner of the Buffalo Grand Hotel. And
I don't remember that.
I'm kind of glad that one didn't turn out. But what's it going to take? I mean, what would it take for you to go to the Central Terminal? Like, what would it take for that to be on your radar again? 803-0930. You know, John, text board here. I just got to get to this Volkswagen Orchard Park text board. Somebody said that they used to have a floor hockey league. I never knew this. Floor hockey league play inside the Central Terminal. That sounds great.
Yeah.
They should just do that.
Seriously?
Set up a couple floor hockey rinks inside, put the boards up, and just, run it until you find something else to do with
it.
Yeah. If some part of Central Terminal hockey.
If part of the stabilizing is putting a new floor in, then maybe they won't want that.
Well, not in the main part of it. You could do they're not changing that floor. That's all nice and everything like that. They could do it.
I mean, obviously, if they opened it up, Brian, and said, "Hey, we've made it safe. You can walk through." I mean, that would get a lot of one-time visits. What do you do with the place?
Well, it is
long-term. I mean, they do use it for events.
It was just a couple years ago they were using it for events, like the big. What do you call the? I'm lacking my terminology here.
The big event.
No, the terminal, part of it, so that they would put people in. The big open space, that was actually used
for... The main
for
terminal.
Events, yeah. Well, is there a word for the inside, or is it just it's the terminal part?
The main terminal, yeah.
Yeah, the main terminal.
That's where you would go and find what platform you get your tickets.
Yeah, with all that. Like, that's in shape, too.
It looks great, the pictures I've seen.
Part of it's in shape,
They use.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's not like there's a closed off wall to the part that's not in great shape.
No, it's not like the Hotel Henry, is that right? Yeah, where the rest of the building's blocked off. You don't see it when you're going to your room.
No, it's like right there.
Yeah.
Okay, so they stopped the work here. You could see that.
They're going to clean that up with this $33
million. Oh, okay. I don't know.
I mean, if I remember correctly, a year ago when they came out with plans for the Central Terminal, the big thing was cleaning up all the crap around it. Right, Brian? I mean,
the big plan from, 2 years ago was a couple of picnic benches, which got vandalized, by the way.
Yeah. Then they wanted to move that to the Great Northern.
that was the big... The picnic benches, I'm pretty sure they were vandalized.
But, I mean, I think... Obviously, stabilizing the main building there is important. I think cleaning up around the Central Terminal would go a long way. It would make the property more attractive. I think that's where money should be going to, clean it up, to get rid of the stuff I said at the beginning that you're not going to, I almost swore on the air, the stuff that you're not going to save. You're not going to save the building with the dilapidated roof. You're not going to save the platforms. Get rid of all that. Guess what? It starts looking a lot better when you're focusing in on just that main building that everyone wants to be saved. That's my take on it.
Yeah. Well.
Now, your next question, what would get me there? I mean, I've been to the events, in the little circle outside. They've done some summertime events. I've been to those. Those are nice. What does it get to make it a more permanent destination? That's not my expertise.
They just redid I think it was a terminal in Detroit. They just redid a big one in Detroit, and they had a big concert. It was on TV and everything. Jack White was there. A whole bunch of other Detroit artists that performed this big
concert. Kid Rock?
I don't know if he was invited.
Oh.
Something like the Blacklist.
That's a Detroit.
A lot of this.
Yeah.
I wouldn't name him as when you think of Kid Rock, you don't think of... Or when you think of Detroit, I don't think you go right to Kid Rock.
No, Eminem?
Yes.
He was at this concert?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
But that's who most people would think of.
They had a nice, love you moment on social media since they supported different candidates, but showing that they still love each other in their hometown.
Oh, they do?
I thought that was nice.
That's cute.
Yeah. Sorry.
But what would it take for you to get there? Concerts, things like that. I could see that turning around a big events, a big event space. Can we support another big event space of that size? I don't know.
That's the question. And what would that take away from? We're not getting extra events. Like, I hate to be Mr. Negative.
That's the thing. We talked about that with the stadium so many times.
You know what would have brought people back? Using it again. And instead they built a new place downtown.
What? Oh, for the train station, that whole discussion?
Actually using that as an Amtrak station again.
Mm-hmm.
I still think that would have been the most logical idea. And then, yeah, do you have as many trains going in and out as you did back in the 70s? No, but that gets a start. That keeps it maintained. And then maybe you can branch out from there.
I like that. I want to hit this because I like this, what you brought up, Joe. Let's go to the phone. So 803-0930, Marty in Buffalo. You're on WBEM. Marty, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. You know, what we're looking at here and the announcements that have been coming forward over the last, you know, couple weeks or even the last year is the culmination of over 20 years of a volunteer effort to pretty much save that building from being torn down. It's not like it hasn't been used. It's not like nothing's been done. But there was hundreds of volunteers that took their own time to clean gutters and to put temporary roofs on and to put temporary windows in and to educate the public through tours and other events. So, you know, there's a lot of interest there. This isn't just something that just sprung up. People are very enthusiastic about the reuse and the preservation of the building. What would I like to see? Well, if you've ever gone to the top of the building, there are unparalleled views of the skyline of Buffalo that you're not going to get anywhere else, with the lake in Canada and seeing Niagara Falls. And just think about it. There's underground parking underneath that plaza. You drive in, you go up the central elevator shaft to the top of the building with floors that have a 365-degree floor plan. I mean, these are going to be spectacular living spaces if that private developer, if that's what the private developer chooses to do. So there's so much to do with that building, not just concerts or an occasional ethnic festival, but it's a grand space. There's no other grand public space in Buffalo that is impressive as the concourse of Central Terminal.
So what should our attitude be toward it then? Because if we're all kind of in this space where we agree that we want to save it, that it needs to be, no one has that silver bullet. I mean, should we just almost, I'd say forget about it, but put the reuse on the back burner and just wait for that thing to happen?
Well, no, I think this is a public-private partnership. And just like a new stadium being built where the government comes in and works on the infrastructure around that private development, this is what the infrastructure is being done. They're making sure that the infrastructure of that building is solid, that the roof doesn't leak, that the tile work both inside and outside are secure, that power is restored, that water is restored. And at that point, then you've got this amazing, you're going to have investors lining up because the heavy lift of the major infrastructure has been a community-wide effort through our taxation to help that building. A rising tide rises all ships. And one of the original presidents of the Central Terminal Restoration Corporation, Russ Pavlak, used to say that all the time. When that terminal goes, as that beautiful building is restored, you're going to see, again, further interest. Listen, there's good things happening on the east side of Buffalo. If you drive down Fillmore Avenue, corner of Broadway and Fillmore, an old Art Deco department store has been completely transformed and restored and is being used for apartments and industrial. There is a craft brewery that is currently taking over the old Schreiber Brewing Plant on Fillmore Avenue, just a couple blocks away from the terminal. You've got Torrance Space Theater at the Adam Mickiewicz Library, which has made major investments. So there's things going on in that neighborhood. Maybe the housing stock isn't there. Maybe the population isn't there. But what you have left are these just grand institutions, including the terminal and the market and some of these other private developments that are going on, that it's not like there's nothing happening there. The neighborhood is the best that it's been in decades, honestly, because most of the bad stuff has been torn down and most of the bad things have moved on to other parts of the city. So, you know, good things are happening, and we should get behind this and say, you know what, this is going to be another jewel in the crown of Western New York when it's completed.
Hey, Marty, thanks for the call, and thanks for the optimism on it. I just think, in the nature of everybody to look at something, and if nothing has changed significantly, or to draw you toward it, or it's not reached its final stage in a certain period of time, people just go, not going to happen.
But you can't rush it either.
No, you can't rush it, which is why I said, like, should we forget about it? And I don't mean forget about the Central Terminal, but I mean just kind of in the collective mind of Western New York, should we stop asking, like, oh, when's something going to be done? Because when people are asking that, they mean, you know, when's something going to be done in 2 years? You know, here with this project, we're talking about 2 years to restabilize a lot of this stuff, to make it more attractive for people to be able to do things in. I think people hear, all right, two-year project, and they're like, all right, when we're going inside in 2 years, and we're looking at a finished project.
So that's why I think you should. Yeah, I get what you're saying, and we should view the Central Terminal like the Eastern Hills Mall. In a decade, yeah, we'll see a better idea. Like, the Eastern Hills Mall plan is a decade-long plan. Like, they were changing light bulbs yesterday in the parking lot. You're not going to be able to walk through it tomorrow. You know what I mean? So, to your point, yeah, maybe it should go to the back of our minds, because now they're just getting work to get work, if that makes any sense. Mm-hmm.
I like what you brought up about the train station when that whole discussion was going on. I mean, what now, a decade ago? All right, the train station is collapsing. It's in disrepair. Can't be used. Can't have people in it. Literally could not have people go inside of it. What do we do? Do we build a new one right there? Do we use the Central Terminal? That got so, I mean, it seemed like everybody was on board with Central Terminal. It would have cost so much money. But it's like, now you look at it and you see the investments being made by, you know, private people, by the public sector. And you know, like, over the course of X amount of years, how much money was saved?
Exactly.
You know, by building a smaller, cheaper one. Now, again, it wasn't just the building. It was use of the tracks and, like, all that stuff that had to be redone.
Right.
But we're still putting money into the Central Terminal. I don't know. In the long, was it short-sighted? That's what a lot of people were saying at the time, short-sighted to build this new one. Again, I look at the new train station in Buffalo, where I've never seen anyone use the front door, and still say, like, I don't know if the trains were... With those three people, could you imagine, like, the two people waiting for trains in the giant Central Terminal?
But like, I mean, that's also another thing. The Central Terminal, I believe now, I'm not a train guy. So if I'm wrong on this, Brian, this is just how I viewed it. If I'm wrong, sorry, I'm not trying to put out fake news. I believed if they had gone back to the Central Terminal, they could have united. Because now there's two separate. If you're going one way, you got to take the downtown track. If you're going another way, you get in Depew.
I'd have to go back to what we were saying at the time.
It's all messed up.
Yeah, because the one only goes the one way, the other goes the other way.
If you're in the Central Terminal, you could have put those two stations together. So four people would have been waiting for a train. But it would
You see more people in Depew.
Yeah.
That goes toward New York City and stuff and Albany.
Okay, that's how it is, right?
Yeah.
So I think that would have been the better. I think it was short-sighted because, like you said, now you're going to get, after this $33 million, you're going to get more money thrown at it. And again, it would have been used and maintained, and then maybe something around it, something, you know, you use part of, there could have been a plan off of that. I thought it was very short-sighted, and I'm not saying, hey, the station downtown looks nice, but it's not the Central Terminal. And now here we are. What do we do after the $33 million? That's the question.
Yeah. Well, hey, if you're on hold, stay with us, and we'll be talking more about this when we come back. It's 9:26. Brian Mazurowski and Joe Beamer here on WBEN. Hope everyone's having a nice day out there. Sun's out again. Joe, looks pretty nice. New news at the Central Terminal, which is kicking off a two-year, $33 million phase of getting it toward reuse of the Central Terminal, doing a lot of construction there, exterior construction, structural improvements, a whole lot of stuff, protecting the building from water-related damage is going to be a lot of what they're working on here over the next couple of years. And it's pretty extensive. And at the end of the day, we're not going to see, you know, too much different for us, but hopefully it makes a big improvement. What would bring you to the Central Terminal, and what's your current thoughts on the state of everything? 803-0930. Joe, you mentioned the train station idea that was floated. That's almost a decade ago now. Patrick in Hamburg has a different but somewhat similar idea. Hey, Patrick, you're on WBEN. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you, Brian. You know, why is it always that the most obvious thing to do in Buffalo always eludes our so-called leaders? I mean, come on. As soon as that terminal closed 40 years ago, it should have been turned into, wait for the drum roll, train museum people. Hello? Are we really that stupid that we don't know what to do with this Art Deco masterpiece? Give me a break. Of course, nothing was done. The terminal was left to rot and to be stripped of its artifacts. Now we throw taxpayer money at a structure to save it 40 years later from the wrecking ball instead of spending that same money. Because I don't want to spend any more money from the taxpayers than needed. But you already spent all kinds of money. You could have spent the same money to create and maintain what would have been a great attraction. You know, there are other smaller versions of train museums around this country and around the world, which are extremely popular. We could have had the Grand. Oh, yeah, they are. Now, you
Patrick, I got to walk me through. Train Museum. I walk through the Central Terminal. I go to, what am I seeing there? Like, what's there for me to do?
Right. The most, the biggest attraction would be the trains themselves, which would be parked out on the abandoned tracks. And the baggage handle, all that that's rotted that Joe mentioned 10 minutes ago about it all being collapsed. None of that would have ever been collapsed. It all would have been maintained for 40 years with the same money you spent now. Okay, and over the years, because we have been spending money for 40 years, piecemeal here, save this, board this up, do that, whatever, you know, in between the vandalism. So what you would experience outside would be the main attraction, because when you go to a train museum, I'm not into trains. You're not into trains. Have you ever seen how many people park by a train track just to look at the train? Not my kind of good time, but many people do. Hundreds of thousands. Now, let me explain.
No, Patrick, I'll let you explain, but there's a guy on Instagram. I think he's hilarious, and he is like one of these guys. He will chase trains all throughout England.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'll show you.
I live right by the train tracks. The only people I've seen parked there are the people who are waiting to cross them.
Right, right. Well, you live in a little smaller area, but if you go by Lake Street in Hamburg, my God, they're lined up like crazy. Over
I know,
there.
A big old Hamburg compared to North Tonawanda. Jeez, Patrick, what are you doing to me?
I just meant your singular location where you live. The track may not be a good viewing area. It's not my gig. But back to the museum itself, and again, these are not anything that's original. These are run around the world. They're much smaller, and people from around the world go to these things. I mean, this is what they like to do. Don't ask me to explain why they're into trains, but I'm telling you, hundreds of thousands of Americans are into trains and travel to Europe to look at them. They travel to other cities in the United States to look at them. They plan their trips around them. These are retired people with money. We could have had a big attraction right there in Buffalo, and it would have pumped money from outside into our, but no, just let it rot and then try to fix it up with taxpayer money. We could have had the granddaddy of them all, but for the idiots in charge. The idiots in charge who don't know what to do.
Hey,
you don't know what to do.
Patrick, thanks for the call, because we got to unpack this a little bit here.
I don't think Patrick's wrong. Now, hold on.
I don't know if he is.
Hold on. I remember way back in the day in Hornell, New York.
Yeah.
Okay. Also, very small, like North Tonawanda. And a lot of people were parked in the PNC parking lot by the train tracks because this grand something was supposed to go through Hornell on its way to, I think, some museum or something.
Okay.
Never came. Right? It didn't come till 3 in the morning.
Did they make a wrong turn?
It didn't come to 3 in the morning. It was running late. That's before texting. They couldn't text the people waiting.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there is a crowd. And I'm glad Patrick said this later on, because at first he lost me. But he's right. If we're talking ifs now. You can't do this now. If in 1979 that last train leaves and they put these plans in, let's bring some old school, let's bring Train Force One. When the president, that's not what they called it, but you know, when the president...
They should have.
But when the president had a train, when the president would go on train, there was a special, whatever they call it, a special car. Like, have one of those here. You could have built it up to be something that these train nerds would have come and see. It would have been an attraction. I don't think that's crazy. Can't do it now. That would have been a great plan 40-some years ago.
If ifs and buts were candy and nuts, would be a payday bar.
I like what Patrick says because... that seems in 1979, that should have been the obvious thing to do. You could have kept some of the stuff inside the terminal open, right?
I don't know how obvious it would have been, but I know we have somebody else on the line here who would back that up. Eric, in Orchard Park, you're on WBEM. What do you think about that idea?
I used to live in Roanoke, Virginia, and they have the Transportation Museum down there and the old station. They covered over the tracks, and there's about five or six different sightings. And they covered it over, and they had an old boiler. They're called the 611. You can Google it. And people went nuts for it. And they had the Pullman cars. They had the old cars that would go around to the different farmers and show these, you know, the different, like, educational, like a traveling Chautauqua kind of thing. And it's just a huge draw for not just Southwest Virginia, but, like, the entire region. People would come from all over. They have since refurbished it, and it's now doing tours around, but... they could do that here. I mean, you've got Buffalo as a huge hub for not just the line here, but I mean, you've got it going to all points, and you can have, even today, if they covered that over and put those kinds of cars in there, you've got train history from, like you said, the inaugural cars, the car that McKinley toured in or whatever. This is a huge thing that people will travel miles and miles to. You've got another one down in North Carolina that people will travel to. So even today, I know one of the comments was, well, that was maybe 40 years ago. They can still do it today if they wanted to, and still have a really good attraction that would be a big draw regionally, even possibly nationally, depending on how it's done, and especially if you've got this historical building that's next to it that's not just a any run-of-the-mill station, but a huge architectural thing in and of itself. So the two would really complement each other. So it could still be done, but it's a very viable option even today.
All right. Eric, thanks for the call. I'm starting to warm up to it a little bit. 803-0930.
I'll say this about Eric's thing. I went on the website of the Virginia Museum of Transportation. I'm going to have to go visit that one of these days. It's really cool. It does go beyond trains, as he said. But it's, it's a great idea. I think they might have some of the trains that we want here if we ever do something like that. There is history. I mean, trains used to be how the nation moved. If you wanted to get out of your little town and didn't want to take horses,
understood,
trains were a big part of our history. Again, I like the idea, but I tend to disagree with Eric. I think it would have been a lot easier to do 40 years ago.
Yeah, but it's no,
when it was up,
I would
and
say
running
it's
still
no more difficult to do now than doing anything else with the building would be, right?
No, I more mean, difficult
the train museum, yes, would have been easier to do, but like making it a museum versus whatever else, mixed use, whatever else is on the list, I don't think would be any more difficult current day.
You're right.
Because I got to admit, I first heard train museum and, okay, who's going to see that? I have to, right? But it like falls into this thing of, it almost reminds me of the Great Lakes cruise idea, like building the cruise port in Buffalo, where the Great Lakes cruise is something, Joe, like I would never in a million years go on a Great Lakes cruise. It does not appeal to me at all. I can't believe that people do it.
Yeah.
But people do it, like the numbers are out there, like you said, people do it. And so, I mean, we should absolutely be building a cruise port here in Buffalo.
Yep.
It's not my, you won't see me there. It's not my cup of tea, whatever. But
the interest is there.
The interest is there. It happens. We should be a part of it, right? It's like one of those things. I mean, the carousel downtown, I'd like to see some numbers there. That's where I'm like, who's going to visit the carousel? I don't know. Maybe it's a huge success. Maybe it's not. There are certain things it's tough for me to wrap my head around of being big, successful things. I would say the train museum is one of them because although I would take my kids, I don't know. You know, I can't picture myself being super interested,
right.
So it's harder for me to get a grasp of it. I am on this website that you mentioned. It is kind of cool. And then I'm looking at these text messages in to our text board, 803-0930. Somebody said, my neighbor purposefully checks into a local hotel only to watch the trains go by. There are train enthusiasts out there. Do you know any train enthusiasts?
No. And
have you ever met any?
No. And hey, I am not one to make fun of other people's hobbies and what they love to do, but just you remember this guy's neighbor or this person's neighbor next time anyone makes fun of me for driving down for a Virginia Tech football game.
Who's more ridiculous, train hotel guy or Joe Beamer?
Not even in the same league. Again, I appreciate what you love to do. I would never be one to make fun of someone else.
If you've ever met a train enthusiast, I mean, there are people who are very...
Oh, yeah.
Very into all of it.
I will say this. Trains interest me. I've never read much in depth on it. But the fact that it was the main transportation, if you were going somewhere, you hopped on a train at, you know, a point in our history that's not that long ago. I think it's very interesting. And I would be very interested in the history of it. I'm not going to watch trains go by, though. That's just not my thing.
Yeah, I can't say it is for me either. But I also, if it's there,
yeah,
why not do it? Go to Sergio in Williamsville. Sergio, you're on WBEN. Good morning.
Good morning. I just don't see the value. I appreciate all the volunteers that have been spending hours and hours over the last decade or whatever, making improvements in this old building, but I don't see a reuse for it that we have in other sources for using for all kinds of events that are taking place in Western New York. It's just going to be a competition to other places, especially downtown, where we need as much activity as we can get because people are going less to work downtown now because they're working from home, et cetera. It's affected the restaurants and everything else downtown. And this would be another competitive item after a major, major investment that I understand from a previous article a while back that they're talking about $300 million over a period of years to renovate this building. And I just don't see public money and my public taxpayers' money making it a valuable investment that would be competitive to other places for activities that we already been performing over the last 40 years.
Hey, Sergio, thanks for the call. I think that is a one. And, you know, maybe I'm like by the minute here warming up to the train museum idea because the idea of, like, part of the problem with this is it's such a big site, and even the main terminal, it's such a big thing. Like, what do you do with it? Like, what can it be used for? And, like, off the cuff, like, we all like to say event center or, you know, someplace to have a concert or, you know, some of these big events. But it does, like, bleed to the question, like, well, who are you taking away from then? Like, how many events are you drawing to Buffalo?
How sustainable is that?
That are going to fill that space that, you know, like, is it really thing? It's the whole thing that I kept saying about the Dome Stadium downtown. You know, let's say the costs were equal, which they weren't, you know, it would have been twice as expensive to build that downtown. It would have cost twice as much to the public. The appetite is already not there for maybe half the people to do what they did, you know, when it comes to paying for a stadium. So, but even, you know, if all that were equal, this argument that, like, well, we could have way more events if a dome stadium downtown was built, I would always kind of push back and say, like, well, what are you talking about? Like, what stadium-sized event is coming to Buffalo and not Toronto, Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Detroit, you know, New York City? Like, it's just not really happening.
There's one thing
for
Buffalo. Yeah, I don't disagree. There's one thing. It's not another event. I do think we could have gotten the later rounds of the NCAA tournament, but that does not justify building for something that comes across so many
times. I don't even know.
A decade.
Like, with that, I just, it's...
You're right. I mean, you're
when you talk
right.
about the central tournament, maybe it's why I like the idea of a train thing, and because it's not events.
It's a year-round thing.
It's its own kind of thing there, which I think is maybe suits it well. Carol in South Buffalo. Carol, you're on WBEN. Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think?
I don't know if it's out of the question, but years ago, Tom Bowerly was pushing for a casino in the Central Terminal.
Yeah, I remember that. We talked about the possibility of a casino. You got the casino right downtown. I'm not sure Buffalo needs or would support two casinos, unless, you know, it's built up and there's hotel and it's like kind of a destination type casino. I'm not sure about that. But I'm not against it. Like if the money was there, if someone wanted to buy it and put a casino there, I'm not rooting against it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't need to see another casino.
No, we have a casino.
Yeah. Which is more than enough.
Yeah.
I think. I mean, how much gambling do we need?
But can I say this? I'm not against anything that would sustain that location and be something that has regular traffic. Right? I mean, mm-hmm. I'm up for almost anything when it comes to that site, because there is nothing to me more depressing than driving by that site and seeing all that land in the city of Buffalo either just completely empty or with, you know, buildings falling apart, roofs caved in, and you got this one beautiful building just being unused, going to waste. So if I'm the city of Buffalo, my ears are open to anything that gets regular traffic to that site, because I believe you start with that building and you branch out and you fill that space.
It's also, though, a little like, I'm sorry, is that the way that you want to build up a economically poor area is by putting a casino right in the middle of it? Like,
I hear you.
Not really.
I'm just saying, I'm open to anything that brings traffic.
I'm not like Mr. Puritan.
I was gonna say,
but
what are you doing here?
But like, you know, that's just it just feels a little off to me. I agree with you though, like anything with regular, it's like the train museum. It's not event dependent. It's, you know, it would be something that would have, you know, some sort of regular foot traffic in and out of it.
You would have train nerds coming into Buffalo to go to the museum.
Yeah. How many are there, though? And how many will there be in 40 years? Not to offend anybody, but
I actually think there'd be more. The further removed you have these people who are...
I picture a train enthusiast in your head. What color is his hair? And I say he because, let's be honest,
there are people our age who are train enthusiasts.
Where are these people?
On Instagram. I'm going to show you this account at the
are they hanging out with the aliens they were talking about on Capitol Hill yesterday?
No, I don't think it's an awful idea. I think, you know, the history will always be there. And I think
to answer the question, the train enthusiast looks like Colonel Sanders. Almost the exact same facial hair, too.
I don't know. I they're out there.
Same waistline.
You know, we have train enthusiasts listening to the show.
I know. I'm just saying, like, that's what I picture in my head. There's why I needed to be warmed up to the idea. And I'm warmed up to it right now. I mean, the idea of a train, you know, museum.
Isn't there some rail museum in Medina? I mean, come on.
I have a train museum a stone's throw from my house. It's one car. I think you'd want a little bit of a bigger thing than what we have in North Tonawanda, but I think that's why I'm initially, like, I think train museum. I think of our little train museum, and I'm not thinking grand, you know, the central terminal attraction.
I get you.
But I've warmed up to it. No, I like the idea.
Yeah.
I am pro Buffalo Train Museum.
Let's
Sign
go.
Me up.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Chris Scanlon. We got your plan for you.
We're ready. All right. We'll be back here tomorrow.
Yes. Friday going into the weekend of probably the biggest regular season game played in Buffalo in some time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, in...
Yeah.
I wouldn't even... Maybe we'll search for that answer tomorrow.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to downplay it. It's not the playoffs, but it's a big regular season game.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, BMaz and Beamer here. David coming up next on WBEN.